Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Roane Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. Dr. Clarity, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Mercy. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. For all our listeners out there, we're wondering if you have heard of two-way immersion or TWI, or if you've heard of multilingual programs. By the time we're done talking with Rosa Maria and Alexis today, you'll know all about both of those things.
We're excited to have you here on In the Loop with the Soup. We have our dynamic staff members from the Roane Area School District. We have Rosa Maria and Alexis. Say hi to our global audience.
Hello.
Hello.
It's so good to have you here today. So, as we know, as our continued priorities here in our district is our multilingual programming, and the two of you are not just specialists in it, but you carry such a great load in making sure that our students and our families have a phenomenal experience in programming. So, let's hear a little bit about both of you, both on the professional side, and throw a little bit in on the personal side if you want to. Rose Maria, I'm going to start with you. Just give us a little bit about your background and how did you end up here in the Roane Area School District?
I'm Rosa Maria Larson, born and raised in Milwaukee. I actually got the privilege of to attend a bilingual school, in one of the first in Wisconsin, actually. And growing up, I came to realize that it actually was a great privilege to be able to not only maintain the language that my parents came to this country with, but also was able to learn English at a high level. Went into the educational field as I got older and worked in Beloit for a long time before coming to the Roane Area School District, and currently I'm the Director of Multilingual Programs.
Excellent. We're so excited to have you here in our district. And Ms. Alexis Nass, how you doing today?
I'm doing really well.
Are you rocking the red?
I'm rocking the red. It's warm outside. The snow is melting.
Absolutely. So tell us about your journey in multilingual programming. Mm-hmm. And before we came on air, you talked about your success as a rock star. So give us a little bit of insight on that as well.
I should have just kept my mouth shut. Hi, everyone. My name is Alexis Nass, and I am the Elementary Multilingual Programs Coordinator here in the Verona Area School District. This is my 15th year in Verona, and before that, I was in a couple other of school districts around the state. But I really have found my home and place here in Verona. I have two children who are students here in Verona and attend our two-way immersion program, and my husband teaches at the high school. The secret talent Dr. Clarity is referring to is that on some weekends I play rock band and I like to sing.
Excellent. We're not going to put you on the vocals just yet unless you just want to throw in a tune or two. We're okay with that.
It's okay.
Right. So as we think about what we know, and what's great about our ability to serve as educators is that we are serving in what has become the most diverse global society that's ever existed. And in those terms, multilingualism, multiliteracy, and social cultural competency is key to helping our students thrive in a diverse global society. So, Alexis, I'm going to come back to you. So, personally, what do those concepts mean to you for multilingualism and multiliteracy?
So multilingualism and multiliteracy at a basic level just mean the ability to read, write, communicate with others in more than one language and more than two languages sometimes. Social cultural competency means that you have an awareness of others and social circumstances that are different from your own. And so we're lucky to be a part of a district that values those aspects of individual nature, and we're lucky that our programming is able to foster those for families in the Verona Area School District.
Absolutely. And as we think about communicating with our families about multilingual programming, Rosa Maria, talk to us about the overarching multilingual programming and then begin to talk about two-way immersion and what that means mm-hmm. for our families.
So we have the umbrella term multilingual programs refers to any program that supports students learning in another language that they might not be familiar with. And So we have several programs here in the Verona Area School District. Some focus mainly on gaining high levels of academic English. And then we, so those would be like our English learner programs, our bilingual resource teacher, supported classrooms, English as a second language, so that we have throughout the district. We also have a program called Two-Way Immersion. And the goal of this program is a little different than the overarching goals of multilingual programs, focused on students who are identified as English learners. And Two-Way Immersion, what that environment does is that it takes students who are more familiar with Spanish and are more familiar with English and put them together in the same learning environment so the students are learning from each other. So
we Excellent.
Yeah, so we have a balance of students that come from these two different environments. And we also have a balance of the time during the day that the students are learning in one language over the other, versus the other, and specific content areas that we focus on in each language.
I love that. And what really stood out to me was when you talked about the honor of our students collaborating together and learners mm-hmm. learning from each other. And so you're not just building that language skill set, you're also building those personal relationships from various cultures or just mm-hmm. different backgrounds, and what that means for allowing our students to really know what it is to be a dedicated citizen and value all cultures and all languages. So I really love that you brought that to life, and you continue to bring it to life in our programming. So Alexis, as we think about the student experience, what really jumps out to you, especially in two-way immersion, that you say your own kids are in it, which is awesome. So you can almost talk about it from a personal side. Yeah. Like as a parent, how do your kids experience the two-way immersion program?
Yeah, well, kind of building on what you had just shared, one of the unique gifts that the two-way immersion program offers students is the opportunity to be both a language learner and a language model. So half of their day is spent in a language that they're very proficient in, and half of their day is spent in a language that they're learning. And as such, students are learning both leadership and empathy moves from the time they enter their doors.
So. Absolutely. And we know we try to start two-way immersion at a very early age tradition. So talk about the rationale behind that early entry into the program, and then let's begin to segue into how does a family either learn more or how do they possibly apply to be part of the program? Mm-hmm. And I'll start with Rosemaria.
Okay. So the philosophy behind that is that children, when they're babies, mm-hmm. are more open to learning another language just physiologically and as well as socially. So getting an early start gives them that full 13 years to be able to become highly proficient in both languages, as well as just starting early, it gets them used to that environment. Students in our program, it does not matter what language background you are from, whether you speak more Spanish or more English at home or any other language, really. We also accept students that speak other languages, too. The application process, they would have to go through the Choice and Charter lottery. That happens the winter before their kindergarten year, so it is early. And we try to get out into the community and provide that information. We also invite families to come to our Choice and Charter showcase that happens in January, usually at Sugar Creek. And once families apply, then we do, depending on how many spots are available, we do sometimes have a lottery to be able to accept the students. And then you are informed whether or not your student is given a spot.
Excellent. And so we also want to make sure that we have some kind of remove some of the myths about two-way immersion. Some of the things that I hear, and just in their legitimate questions, because we want to make sure we're accurate with our communication. So we know that at the elementary level of Sugar Creek and Glacier Edge are mm-hmm. our sites, but it doesn't mean you have to attend
live in those, right.
school in that neighborhood. So it's not just for families in the Sugar Creek neighborhood or the Glacier Edge neighborhood. Alexis, would you want to elaborate a little bit more about how the application process and just mm-hmm. really get that information out there that it's not about your physical location within our boundaries that makes you eligible?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for bringing that up. As Dr. Clarity said, students from any attendance area within the district are eligible for application to the two-way immersion program. Though it is for all attendance areas, the neighborhood sites that we have the program staffed are Glacier Edge and Sugar Creek. So what that looks like in terms of filtering our populations to one of the two of those is that students who are in the Country View and Sugar Creek neighborhood attendance areas mm-hmm. would attend Sugar Creek and participate in the lottery process for Sugar Creek. Families that live in Stoner Prairie or Glacier Edge neighborhood attendance area boundaries would be in the lottery process for Glacier Edge and attending Glacier Edge.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask a question and go a little bit off script, so just follow along with what we know nationwide, and we have been very blessed here in the Bruner School District that we have, in essence, almost overcome a lot of the staffing shortage that has happened across our nation. But when in terms of bilingual skill set that it takes to serve our students in multilingual programming, that's still an area where we need to continue to grow and recruit and make sure that we have qualified educators mm-hmm. in front of all of our students. Can you talk about, you know, how do we get the message out there to potential staff or our bilingual staff about coming to the Bruner Area School District and what they'll experience as a staff member?
Okay, well, I have been very fortunate to be in my second year working in this fine school district, and the support that I have seen that our teachers are offered, whether it be through professional learning opportunities, whether it be through the salary scale that we have here, as well as the additional stipend that we give to our bilingual teachers, that is very helpful to our staff. We also have great program managers who support our teachers in the classrooms, as well as our bilingual coach at the elementary level who does sit with teachers and really works alongside them through our professional learning communities and being able to interact with teachers across the school district to help develop those units and those plans for our students is key to being able to know what you're going to do with the students in the class.
Excellent. So yeah. When you think about, and Alexis is over there being very humble right now, but she is a dynamic program manager for our, mm-hmm. our program. So in your support to our staff and your support to students, tell us a little bit more about your role and that day-to-day work that allows our program to be strong.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I think in Verona, we're very fortunate to have a lot of opportunities for ongoing learning. So that mm-hmm. exists in a variety of ways, from participation in professional learning communities during Late Start every single Monday, to engaging in coaching, to having providing teachers with release time so that they can go and observe in other classrooms. Those are some of the ways that we nurture learning within our staff. And I would also add to that part of being a teacher in a district that values multilingualism and multiliteracy, particularly here in Verona, means that the building culture that you're a member of also values multilingualism and multiliteracy. So the communities within our sites mm-hmm. feel very welcoming for a variety of staff.
Excellent. And thanks for lifting that up. The culture of a building means so much to the experience of all of our scholars. And I do want to give a shout out to our dynamic principals and building leaders that we have here in the Bruner Area School District who live our diversity values every single day. And a huge piece of that is the language and the culture and just that sense of belonging. And I would be remiss if I didn't talk about what it means to be a Bruner Area School District staff member. Mm-hmm. I am very blessed. We're all very blessed. Mm-hmm. And when we say we have world-class educators here in the Bruner Area School District, we have world-class educators in the Bruner Area School District. And every day they give their heart and soul to every single child that passes through their door. And we just, you know, hopefully if they're listening out there or listen to it later, we appreciate you, we value you, and we know that what you're doing to allow our scholars to thrive. So I'm gonna get to maybe some of the technical pieces. So now that, you know, people understand how important two-way immersion is and how important multilingual programming is overall, how does a parent or family learn more about this, and how do they go through a process? Or if they didn't realize that these services were out there, where do they start? You know, what's the next step out there for our families?
For families that are already enrolled in our school district, every school has bilingual resource teachers or ESL teachers that they can reach out to and ask questions about what programming looks like for their students. If they have a little, you know, before entering kindergarten, they're more than welcome to look at our website. There are different opportunities throughout the year to meet as well. Whether it be at our Choice and Charter Showcase, they can just come in and see what it is. They don't have to have a kindergartner if they have a 3 or 4 year old. We also go out into once a year, go out to the Nakoma Heights neighborhood. We have an informational at their community center there. And actually, this is the first year that we're actually going to Red Arrow as well with Reach Dane. Excellent. To be able to reach more families, because we see that as a need. And also just give us a call. Call the central office. Leave a message for myself or for Alexis or even Lisette at the secondary level. We're more than happy to talk.
Absolutely. And Alexis, put that parent head back on for
a
second.
Okay.
All right. As your students continue to thrive in the program and it continue to go, you know, higher and higher, what can they expect for the future of two-way immersion?
Yeah, so my daughter is in fifth grade right now.
Absolutely.
So she will be climbing higher into another building all too soon. but as the middle school pathway continues for her, she'll be attending Badger Ridge Middle School next year. So both of our elementary sites, Glacier Edge and Sugar Creek, that house two-way immersion, then filter into a single middle school site, and that's Badger Ridge. And then after Badger Ridge, she will move to the high school, where we have a variety of course options available in Spanish. And she'll also be able to start working towards proving her bilingualism and her proficiency in Spanish as she seeks the seal of biliteracy.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's getting scary that you read my mind before I even said it, because I was going to go back to Rosa Maria and talk about the seal of biliteracy.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
as we think about employers and college admission, the seal of biliteracy is huge. It is huge. So let's talk about the seal of biliteracy, and you know, how does a student go on that journey?
Yes. Yeah, so just so our listeners know, Verona Area School District was one of the first implementers of the seal of biliteracy in Wisconsin.
Let's say that one more time for the audience.
Okay. Right. So the Verona Area School District was one of the committee members for creating the Seal of Biliteracy for Wisconsin, and also one of the first implementers in the state.
Absolutely. I'm not going to make you do it three times, but I'm going to celebrate the heck out of that here.
Okay.
Anything that's Verona that we're going to take pride in.
No, definitely. So the Seal of Biliteracy was recently identified as an industrial certification with the Department of Public Instruction. So students who earn the Seal of Biliteracy, it's a recognition that the state does give them. Universities have, across the nation, have been recognizing the Seal of Biliteracy as showing that the student has high levels of multilingualism, multiliteracy, and social cultural competence, because those are the pieces that the students have to prove to be able to get this award. And it is usually tied back to, you know, the university, and different universities have how they handle the Seal of Biliteracy is different, but it does give them options for higher levels of language courses that then would, most universities, would then award them retro credits and advanced standing.
Absolutely.
At the university level.
And so as a parent that's paying three tuitions, advanced credits means a lot.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. Not just for the scholars, just for the parents and their bank accounts as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I may have got a little too personal there, but tuition. But it's for the right cause. So, Alexis, as you think about anything that we might not have talked about here, or any final message that you want our listeners to have, what thoughts cross your mind that we want to ensure that every Verona area community member knows and understands about our multilingual programs?
Yeah, well, in two-way immersion, we are 827 strong right now.
Excellent.
And really proud of that. We have an incredible staff as part of the district at large, and we are currently preparing for expansion to 11th grade and then through 12th grade as we kind of complete our offering K-12. So that's a really exciting next step.
Absolutely. Rosa Maria, any final words from your leadership lens as a director of multilingual programming?
All I have to say, we're just getting started.
I love that. We're just getting started
in living our mission of preparing our students to thrive in a global society. Our world has gotten very small, and our students need to be able to know how to communicate, not only linguistically, but also culturally with people around the world.
All right. We can't close any better than that. So it's going to take us to the end of our show today. We'll turn it back to Marcy.
Rosa Maria and Alexis, the time always flies by on In the Loop with the Soup, and we're grateful that you took time to be with us today to share information with our listeners about multilingual programs and TWE. And folks, if you're looking for more information on multilingual programs or two-way immersion, otherwise known as TWE, you can find it on the VASD website under Departments and Multilingual Programs, or you can email Rosa Maria at laursenr@verona.k12.wi.us. That's laursenr@verona.k12.wi.us. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblom. Thank you for listening to In the Loop with the Soup.